Okay, here we are, Tuesday, November 5th, 2019. I'm actually caught in some pretty heavy traffic this morning. It's a little rainy, a little misty, soupy this morning, and I thought that I would do a real quick road rant about November 5th. Now, there's a lot of people that have been talking about the importance of November 5th, you know, historically with Guy Fawkes. For those of you that don't know the history of that, Guy Fawkes blow up the government in England on November 5th. And the old tale of remember the 5th of November. And so it's kind of become this rallying date for things to happen. Now, we do know that, according to Adam Schiffless, that from yesterday, from his ever so brilliant press conference from yesterday, that there are two more transcripts due to be released today. Now, the transcripts that were released yesterday, Yovanovitch and McKinley, those were milquetoast. They had nothing to do directly with anything that they're trying to see. They intentionally released something that is irrelevant. But they did mention that today they're supposed to be releasing Sondland's and, what is it, Venkman, I think is the name. Those two today. And I have a feeling they'll be heavily redacted, more than likely. They're really not wanting to release the transcripts at all if they can avoid it. But it'll be interesting to see what those have in them. And I think they released the irrelevant ones yesterday because between the two of them, there was like 500 pages of transcripts to go through. And I think they want people having to mire down into those pages first, looking for something, so that they can slip these other two in and people won't pay attention to it, at least not immediately. They're idiots. But that's the way that they work. Now, as far as anything else productive or large, shattering things of that nature happening today, we don't know. We really honestly don't know. Now, Trump had his rally last night in Kentucky. And in the rally, he jokes about an extended White House stay, as he has done many times before. I mean, he mentioned that, you know, 5 years. And then he goes into these other numbers. He goes, I mean, maybe 9, 13, 17. And if I'm still feeling good and I'm in good health, 21. So he just throws out that, of course, the crowd goes, you know, nuts. And then he mentions about how the media were going to be freaking out about that because he wants to make it a dictatorship and all this. Well, somebody made a rather valid point to that. And I'm with the other researchers out there, is that we automatically are looking for codes in anything. Now, with Q returning, well, correction, with 8Kun going live, and then the Q posts, the test posts happening, of course, there was question of, we need proof. We need a Q proof. We've had Q proofs when it was on 8chan. We need Q proof now that it's on 8Kun. And that was the request that was put out there by Anon, was, can you please just give us verification? And then last night at the rally, he throws those additional numbers out there. 9, 13, 17, 21. If you look at those numerically, okay, they add up to I, M, Q, and U. And so if you say them out loud, I am Q. I am Q. And so some overnight have been saying, okay, maybe that's our Q proof. He was giving us a code last night to remind us that I'm Q, that he got the message and he's returning his coded response. Don't know. I personally would need more than that to say that we're definitely in, that the posts that have come out have been from Q. I don't really doubt that they're from Q, but with 8Kun, their IDs have been shared so far. They've been up and they've been down. They've had all kinds of things that have happened. So we do need some better verification in order to feel truly confident that the messages that we're getting are actual Q messages before we just start going crazy with them. But I also take as a sign that it's real that Q is not automatically dropping a bunch of drops out there on Aitken. We had the tests on Saturday, on the 2nd, and then we haven't had any more since then. And I take that actually as a positive, because that is a, we initially did our test, and we're waiting for the securities to be full before we make any more drops. Okay? They don't want to drop any more information until it is clear that they're not sharing IDs and things of that nature, which have been happening so far. So I see that as a positive. Now, we said this over the 93 days that we didn't have Q, that we have what we need. We know that. We understand the communications that are going on. We see what's going on around us. We really don't need fresh Q posts in order for the challenges and the battle to continue. We know where we're heading. We know what's going on. We know we're in the stage now of transcripts coming out. We know Durham is heavy on the trail. We know that the Horwich report has been produced, that Barr wants to release it as unredacted as possible, and that's part of the delay in it going out to the public. We know all of this is out there. And so really what we're doing now is we're sitting back with a popcorn and we're observing the end game to this. And I say end game for this reason, because I do believe that there is a lot of information that is still yet to happen. I told you I was in the middle of traffic. There's an accident up ahead. I do believe that there is a great deal of information that is still due to come out. And I think that we're really at the beginning of the actual show. Stage is completely set. Everything's prepped. We are where we're supposed to be. And I believe that we are... we're at the entertainment phase of this. Epstein's been brought back up, opened back up. So we know that there's a string of validity of all of that being brought back to the open. People are very much aware of several factors, including the fact that Epstein didn't kill himself, right? I mean, we're seeing the memes. Now, there are those that are saying, wow, that's just ruining the cause. No, it's not. It's not causing a problem for anything. It is adding a level of validity to the fact that people are awake, people are asking. There are still people that don't know who Epstein was. But these memes are causing people to ask, who is this Epstein? So they're still looking him up. So, you know, so we're not, it's not, these issues are not dead. They're not dying. They are continuing on. The validity is there. Everybody is very much aware that there's corruption. And I think that they are aware that there are a series of white hats out there that are trying to expose all of this, and they're in support of it. So I see all of this as a positive moving forward. Now, today, with these deposition transcripts coming out, it'll be interesting to see what is in them. I think in reality, what we're going to find is that there's nothing in them, just like with everything else. And I think there's going to be a lot of redirection, misinterpretation, and I would not be a bit surprised if tonight you're already hearing the pundits talking about something else. Now, in a few minutes, in my time, 8 a.m. my time, 9 a.m. Eastern, Project Veritas is getting ready to release a new whistleblower video, and I'm assuming it's going to be a series of videos or audio that are related to Epstein. So I'll make sure that I get that out as soon as that I can during the day today to everyone, and we'll go from there. But for now, this is a quick little 10-minute rant. Love y'all, and I'm asking for prayers as we continue to go forward trying to expose all the corruption that's going on out there. Talk to y'all soon. Where we go one, we go all.